Amen. And we're turning today to the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse number 10. We will be having a watch night service on December the 31st, and we will be welcoming in the new year here like we always do traditionally. And we're going to have a very special service with special guest preachers. Amen. We're going to have a preach-a-thon. Amen. So there'll be a whole bunch of people preaching. Amen. So it'll be a good time, a lot of songs. It's just going to be a great way to bring in the new year. Amen. And you'll be sober-minded and Holy Ghost-filled, and it's a good way to start a new year. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Looking to the word of the Lord, Luke chapter 19, verse 10, the scripture said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Let me back up to verse number 9 as well. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Everybody said salvation has come to this house. Salvation has come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Amen. I'd like to preach on the subject this morning. This is what salvation looks like. This is what salvation looks like. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. And I'm reading today from this 19th chapter where we have a incident where Jesus entering in to the city of Jericho. Jericho was a city in the south of Jerusalem, not far from the Jordan River. And as Jesus was coming into the city, he was met there by a man. This man's name was Zacchaeus. We used to sing about him in Sunday school. Anybody sing about Zacchaeus in Sunday school? Remember that song? Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree to see what he could see. Remember that story? Yeah, it's a good story. Amen. But Zacchaeus was, the Bible tells us several things about him. First of all, he lived in the city of Jericho. The city of Jericho was the city of, it was a very wealthy city. It was, because it was very wealthy, they collected a lot of taxes there. And the Bible says that Zacchaeus was the chief of the tax collectors. A lot of tax collectors, but he was over all the tax collectors. Now, everybody loves tax collectors, don't they? Everybody loves the IRS. Everybody loves IRS agents. He worked for the IRS of Israel. Yes, he did. He was the chief of publicans. Now, publicans were really not popular people. People did not like tax collectors in Israel, and he was the chief of them. The second thing the Bible says about him is that he was rich. Uh-huh. Now, people like rich people whenever they need something.
Uh-huh, that's right.
But if they're not going to get something from them, a lot of people don't like rich people. They're jealous of them.
That's right.
And they know that they have to be dishonest or they wouldn't be rich.
Oh, my.
Well, that there has to be something wrong if you're rich. Amen. And that's... That was the opinion in that time. It seems to be the opinion today. Amen. The Lord giveth and Uncle Sam taketh away. That's the American way in 2012. Amen. And so he was a rich man, the Bible said. And then it says that he was little of stature. He was a short little guy. I don't know if roly-poly or if he was slender, but he was short. I do know that. And then the Bible said that he wanted to see Jesus. He sought to see Jesus. He didn't just want to. He put forth the effort. He went out looking for him. He heard that he was coming, and he said, I'm going to go see Jesus today. And so Zacchaeus went out where he knew Jesus would be. And the Bible said that he could not get to him for the press. Now, I know that means the crowd of people that was around him. That's what the press means. But the press today in America is hiding Jesus too.
Yes, they are.
Amen. It's hard to get to Jesus today. You read the newspaper, it's hard to find Jesus. Amen. You listen to the news on the radio, or God forbid, watch it on the television, it's going to be hard to find Jesus there either. Amen. They're trying to get him off of the main square down here. They're trying to hide him somewhere. They're trying to stuff him in a box somewhere. They're trying, hey, my news, if you don't like Christmas, get your own holiday.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen. If you don't like Jesus, you don't have to worship Jesus.
Amen.
But leave my holiday alone.
Come on.
Amen. You don't like a nativity scene on the square? Well, you just get with them. Maybe they'll let you put some up some other time. But leave it alone right now. Yeah, but we've been doing that in America for over 200 years.
Right.
Stay out of it.
Come on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm tired of this business. Amen. Every time a Christian wants to do something, somebody stands up and says, that offends me. Well, drinking offends me. Smoking offends me. Dope dealing offends me. Prostitution offends me. There's a lot of things that offend me. I can't stand in a grocery line without being offended by a bunch of nudity on the front of magazines. That offends me. But I'll put up with it because this is America. So let me be a Christian and just put up with me. We're not going to be along around here much longer anyway. We're going to be taken out of here, and you can have it with the Antichrist. But for the meantime, just allow us to go ahead and live like America has lived for the last 200 plus years of its existence, and just let us go ahead and worship our God the way the Constitution says that we can worship our God, and give us the liberties we've had that the country was founded on. Did you know that the United States Capitol used to be a church on Sunday mornings?
Oh my.
And buckle your seatbelt, it was a Christian church.
Oh. Wow.
People sing about Jesus there. They read the Holy Bible there. They preached about Jesus Christ there in the United States Capitol building.
Thank you, God.
Boy, you try that today.
Yeah.
I think we ought to still do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It was built by U.S. tax dollars.
Uh-huh. Why not use it right?
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Right.
And the majority of the United States is still Christian.
Right.
I don't mean to be in your face about this. Amen. But at the same time, what happened to respect?
Come on.
That's right.
Now, let me just say this also. I don't think we need to be making fun of other people either.
Come on.
You're not going to win a Muslim by making fun of him.
Come on.
Or tearing him down or hating him.
That's right.
Amen. You're not going to win anybody like that. An atheist by tearing them down and ripping them to shreds. You need to respect people just like you want them to respect you. That's how we've got along all these years, but all of a sudden, I'll tell you what's happening. There's a spirit of Antichrist in the world.
Yeah.
That has been unleashed because these are the last days.
Amen.
Now, that had nothing to do with what I'm supposed to be preaching about. But anyway, I was talking about the press getting in the way of Jesus, right? So let's get back to that. Amen. The Bible said, now, you know, it was a good opportunity for somebody to pinch him. And somebody, I guarantee you, when Zacchaeus got out of that crowd, he had some bruises because he's a tax collector. Somebody said, yeah, I know what you did to me. Taking my... And they'd just take an opportunity to get in his way. Step on his toes. Amen. Elbow him. Knee him. He was tough. But he got out of the crowd alive somehow. And the Bible says he ran ahead. Hallelujah. I'm going to see Jesus. And the Bible said that he ran ahead and he climbed out on the limb. You want to see Jesus, the best place is to climb out on the limb. If you get out on the limb, you'll find him. I know a lot of folks didn't find the Lord until they got out on the limb. And they had nowhere else to go but down. Amen. And he looked up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so Zacchaeus, he had a desire and he had the wit. And he had a mind and he had the determination. He said, I am going to see Jesus today. And he got out on the limb, and Jesus looked up, and the Bible said he saw him, and he called him by his name. He said, Zacchaeus, you come on down from there. He said, I'm going to your house today. This is the only time I know of that Jesus actually invited himself to somebody's house. Jesus usually only comes when he's invited. But here's one instance when he saw a man that he knew was so hungry that he said, Zacchaeus, I'm going to your house today. I know you won't ask me because you think I wouldn't come. You're not going to ask me because you're a publican and you don't think I'd ever go to a publican's house. And everybody told you that I wouldn't go to your house. But I'm going to go to your house today, Zacchaeus. You need to get on down from that tree so we can get on over to the house and start our fellowship. Amen. Hallelujah. Now Jesus, the Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He'll not open the door. He'll not break through the door, but he'll knock on the door. And he said, if you'll open, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. Jesus invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. And the Bible says, little verse, it's very interesting, says, and they, everybody say they. Well, I don't know who they is, but there it is. We use it all the time. They said. Most of us never have figured out who they is, but they there. They. It said, and they saw it, and they all murmured. Now, if you can't handle a little bit of criticism, you're not going to be a very good Christian. If you have to have applause all the time, and you have to have people's approval all the time, you're not going to make a very good Christian. Because I promise you, they are still going to murmur. If you worship God, there's going to be some people that murmur. If you don't worship God, there's going to be people that murmur. If you pray as you ought, there are going to be some people that murmur. If you don't pray as you ought, there are going to be some people that murmur. We've always had murmurers, and we're always going to have them. But he didn't let that get in his way. And Jesus didn't let that get in his way. He said, I know there's a bunch of you that don't like it, but I'm going to Zacchaeus' house today. Amen. I want you to look particularly at verse number 8. The Bible said, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord. The first thing it did was recognize the lordship of Jesus Christ and called him Lord. If you're going to be saved today, you've got to understand he's got to be Lord. He's got to be Lord over all. And so Zacchaeus said to Lord, and he's so excited. I love this. The Bible said when the Lord said to come down, it said, and he received him joyfully. Everybody say joyfully. He couldn't hardly wait. He was so excited. I like to see people that are excited about worshiping the Lord and serving God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sunday night, if you were here, David got up here and testified. First time he'd ever been in one of our services other than going to Gilmer and getting the Holy Ghost last about a week ago, Friday night. And he stood up here and man, he thought he was a veteran. Amen. But he was so excited about everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we baptized him Friday night. And guess what? He come up, his all smiles. And I thought, well, yeah, it was good. And then I heard him over. And when he got over in the room by himself, that's when he started letting loose. Amen. When there wasn't anybody over there, but he was happy about it. Praise the Lord. He was excited about being baptized in Jesus' name. He's excited about the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's excited about serving God, already looking for a way he can serve the Lord full time. Amen. Praise the Lord. You've got to pray for him that he'll get the kind of job he can do that. Amen. But he's joyful. We all need to be joyful about serving God, right? Amen. Receive him joyfully. Hallelujah. There's always going to be murmurs, but let's just go ahead and decide, I'm going to be one of the joyful ones. Praise. You know, joyful people are the happy people. Murmurs are the sad people. They're sad, you see. Amen. Praise the Lord. But those that are joyful, amen. What did the Bible say is my strength? You want to be a strong Christian? You be a joyful Christian. Praise the Lord. You can't be a sour, dour Christian and be a strong Christian. But if you're joyful, you'll be a strong Christian. Hallelujah. So he was excited to have the Lord in his house. Now I want you to get this. I want you to notice this, what he said. He says to the Lord, without any provocation. I don't read anywhere Jesus told him to do anything. He just went to his house. That's all he did. Now listen. On his very own. Listen, he said, behold, Lord. He said, the half of my goods. The rich man. The half of my goods I give to the poor. Nobody asked him to do that.
Amen.
That's what salvation looks like.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Salvation, it has, when you receive salvation, you have this instant desire to give.
Amen. That's right.
You have this desire to share. I remember, Brother Fry, when I got the Holy Ghost, at Texaco Campgrounds, youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
I was 15 years old. And, of course, I was on this campground with all these other young people. The night I got the Holy Ghost, and I just couldn't wait to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, if they'd let me off of this thing, I'd go right downtown Amarillo, and I'd get a hold of everybody I could find, and I'd tell them about the Holy Ghost. And I wanted to give. I wanted to share. I wanted somebody to know about what I had received. I wanted somebody else to receive this, because it was the greatest thing that ever happened in all of my life. I don't want to lose that. That's what salvation looks like. It wants to give. It wants to share. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, there's a key word, I think, in this next portion. And he said, and if. Everybody say if.
Yes.
Now, he had a reputation because he was a tax collector. Even most commentators that I read seem to think that somehow he was dishonest. But I don't see that here.
Right.
He said, if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. Now the law said that if it was something that couldn't be given back, that you had to give double. And the law said if it had been passed a certain time, you gave it back plus a fifth of its value. But here he is saying, I'll give four times anything I took falsely. Either he didn't believe he'd ever taken anything falsely, or he was very serious about his conversion.
Come on now.
You see, the other part of salvation is restitution.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Things that are wrong, you want to make them right.
Amen.
Shake your head like this. I said, things that are wrong, you want to make them right. That's how you know. You see, you don't have anything to hide anymore. God's already ripped off of everything, and he already knows what you are and where you've been, what you've done, what you said, and everything else, and he loved you anyway, and you understand the great love of God, and all of a sudden, all you can think about is just making everything right. Amen. I don't want to have any ill will toward anybody. I don't want anybody to have any ill will toward me. I want to make things right. That's what salvation looks like. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to cover anything up. I just want to make things right with everybody. I don't want anybody to have any bad feelings toward me. He said, I want to just make everything right. Amen. That's what salvation looks like. Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember a service, actually it's happened a couple of times. Guys would come, they'd want to get baptized. They were so hungry for the Lord. I baptized this one long, lanky, cowboy-looking guy and got him down in the water, baptized him. Jesus, he came up so excited. He was beaming, smiling. He had his boots on. He had his cowboy belt on. He had his cowboy shirt on. And as soon as he came up out of the water, he grabbed his wallet and he started waving and said, I baptize this thing too. He couldn't wait to get that. He didn't want no robe. He said, I'd let me at it. He just dove in there just like he was. He was so ready for baptism. Now, I'm not saying you got to be baptized quite like that. It's okay. Take John to put a robe on. That's all right. It's all right. But what I'm saying is you know, he baptized. He was ready to give.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He was ready to restore things and make things right.
Yes.
That's what salvation looks like.
Right. Oh my.
Amen. That's how you know you're really changed. Mm-hmm. Our human nature is a receiving nature. It wants to grasp. It wants to grab and it wants to hold on to. That's human nature. And so when that reverses and all of a sudden you see need and you want to help, you want to do, you want to give out, that tells you that that's what salvation looks like. For God so loved the world that He gave. He gave His only begotten Son. He's a giver. God gives His sunlight to the just and to the unjust. God gives His rain to the just and the unjust. God's in the giving business. And you're like God when you're in the giving business. You're giving out. You're doing. Amen. You're sharing. Amen. That's what salvation looks like. And salvation is about restoring. Amen. The Scripture said that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I've thought about that last portion, that which was lost. What was lost? You remember, we studied about that, Brother Fry, this morning.
Yes.
What was lost?
Whoa.
Everything was lost.
Gave it all.
Everything was lost. Light became darkness. Truth suddenly became error. Amen. Fellowship with God. There was no fellowship with God. Amen. Heavens were like brass. There was no way to get through. Amen. What was it? The psalmist? He said, mine iniquities have separated me from my God. Amen. Everything was lost. Peace was lost. Joy was lost. Righteousness was lost. Love was lost. Everything was lost. Sin did all of that. It was all lost. Amen. Amen. Adam was lost when he came. The Lord came to Adam. It wasn't Adam seeking God. It was God seeking Adam. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Adam wasn't saying, God, where are you? God was saying to Adam, Adam, where are you? God was doing the seeking.
Yes, He was.
Amen. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. I'm telling you today, He's still seeking.
Yes.
And He's still saving.
Amen.
Amen. He's right here in this service. I mean, what He's doing here? He's seeking.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for things that are wrong to make right.
Come on.
Amen. He's looking for things that are lost so that He can make them found.
Yes.
He's looking for things weak so He can make them strong. He's looking for illness so He can make it well. Amen. He's still in the seeking business. He's looking for everything that's wrong so He can make it right. Let's stand together today. Amen. We are in the presence of the Savior today. And He's seeking to make things right. Amen. Anybody You need to make something right today. You're in the right place. I said, you're in the right place. Hallelujah. You need to make something right. Is there something on the inside of you? And the Holy Ghost is saying, we need to get some things right here. I'm asking today, God, that you would just turn the light on here. Shine it in every corner of my heart. Let there nothing be hidden somewhere in a dark place. But let the light penetrate to every part. I don't want anything hidden. I want to make everything right. Bring everything to light so that we can make it right. Amen. Help me to make restitution today and make it right. God, if I have anything against my brother or my sister, help me to make it right. If I've been holding some old ugly grudge, let me let go of it today and make it right. I don't want anything to separate me from God. I don't want anything to prevent me from feeling the peace and the joy, the righteousness that's in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just search my heart today, God. Let me be like Zacchaeus. Oh, he was so excited. He was so full of joy to think that Jesus would come to his house. He was just so ecstatic about all of that. He just said, God, I'm going to be a giver. I'm going to be a giver. Amen. I'm not going to hoard, but I'm going to share. And God, I'm going to restore things. Amen. Restore relationships. I'm going to restore situations in my life. And that's what salvation looks like. Amen. Savior, do your work in this service this morning. Amen. Praise God. Let me open the altar this morning if you need to talk to the Lord a little bit. Amen. Did you know what? Even seasoned saints of God still need to make things right sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Amen. You may have lived for God 50 years, but there's still things sometimes you need to get right with God. You may have lived for God 50 days, but sometimes we just need to come and say, Lord, I got a little attitude going on here. I got something happening. It's not quite right. I want to make it right this morning. Thank you for an altar. Thank you for a place that I can repent. Thank you for a place, God, that I can come, rededicate, reconsecrate, give myself wholly, completely, unreservedly to you. And that's what I'm doing here this morning. Jesus, I'm right here. I want to be whole and wholly yours. I don't want to just give you part of my life. I want to give you all of my life. I don't want to just give you part of it. I want you to have all of it, Jesus. My mind, I want it to be right. My spirit, I want it to be right. My heart, I want it to be right. Just let me make everything right here this morning. Let me make everything right here this morning. Jesus, I want to make everything right here today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. I think that's a good thing. That's right. Let's just talk to the Lord a little bit here this morning. He's here. He's here seeking, and he's here saving. He said he's here seeking, and he's here saving. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Here I am, Jesus. Here I am. Here I am, Jesus. I'm out here. Amen. Talk to me. I love you. I need you. I'm going to please you. I want to serve you. Amen.